Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Hey, I'm Sam Pasco, and this is the Fantasy Bites Podcast. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod. We first start with the top player notes in the NFL. Saquon Barkley has a strong chance to play week one against Denver. Barkley has been trending in this direction for a few weeks now, but the Giants will wait until the final days before the September 12th opener to make a decision, as they first want to see him in a full team practices without a non-contact jersey. Cowboys wide receiver CeeDee Lamb was activated from the reserve COVID-19 list Thursday. The second-year pro missed a little bit more than a week of practice and finished the preseason with just one catch for 13 yards. The Cowboys start their campaign on the road against the Super Bowl champion Buccaneers, but with Dak Prescott seemingly healthy, Dallas should at least be able to move the ball Thursday night. In MLB news, the Brewers placed Brett Anderson on the 10-day injured list with a left shoulder contusion injury. Anderson left Wednesday's game against the Giants early after he was struck by a line drive off the left shoulder, and the injury will force him to miss at least one turn through the rotation. In the NBA, LaMarcus Aldridge has been medically cleared to return to the NBA. The veteran big man was forced to retire abruptly in April after it announced that he was diagnosed with an irregular heartbeat. However, after undergoing and passing a series of tests, the 36-year-old has been cleared to return to the NBA. It's unclear if Aldridge ever officially filed for retirement, but after departing the Nets last season, he's currently a free agent. In MLB strikeout props, we're looking at the over 5.5 strikeouts for Mets pitcher Carlos Carrasco against the Marlins, as we're projecting 7 total strikeouts from Carrasco. Also consider Mike Minor over 4.5 strikeouts against the Indians. Tonight's MLB best bet is in that Indians-Royals game at 8:10 Eastern. Tristan McKenzie and Mike Minor are facing off on the bump. McKenzie has really started to figure it out over his last 8 starts, especially his last 4. His only bad outings have been at the White Sox and at the Astros, which is understandable. In his last 8 starts, he has a 3.49 ERA and a whip under 1, with 48 strikeouts and just 4 walks in 49 innings pitched. The start of his run began on July 9th against the Royals, who he faces Thursday. He went 7 innings, striking out 9, walking only 1, and allowing just 1 hit in that start against Kansas City. For that reason, we are taking the Indians plus 105 for 1 Roto Buck, and McKenzie over 5.5 strikeouts for 1 Roto Buck as well. For everything fantasy sports, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, rotowire.com/pod.